Hey everybody, it's the Bucket Cast, hosted by yours truly, BucketReviews.com, film critic and podcaster, yes, podcaster, Danny Baldwin. Just one reminder, I'm broadcasting from L.A. this weekend, covering the L.A. Film Festival. You'll see some coverage later today. It was not too kind to me last night. Well, anyway, because I'm broadcasting from my apartment in L.A., you're bound to hear some street noise, cars whizzing by, construction across the street, what have you. Just deal with it, okay? Just kidding. All right, so you're going to deal, and I'm going to talk today, Saturday, meaning I got some box office numbers from Friday to discuss. So number one was The Proposal in a pronounced victory. It stars Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds, but you probably know that because you probably already went, given these numbers. Pulled in $12.5 million on Friday for what Exhibitor Relations Company pegs as a weekend of $35 million and a potent per-theater average of $11,453. That's huge. In over 3,000 sites, this is the biggest romantic comedy I think we've had all year, which is really saying something. Smartly marketed, great sneak previews to drive up interest. The studio, Disney, has done everything right in this case, and if it plays like the traditional Sandra Bullock movie, and that's still up in the air because I think the audiences are skewing younger with teenage girls in for Ryan Reynolds and in for, you know, a romantic comedy after so much drought and so much coming drought with all the big summer movies, it's still up in the air, but if it shows the typical Sandra Bullock legs, this thing could do $100 million, and that's huge. Now, you got Transformers coming in the way. Perhaps the women will get dragged along to Transformers, or are maybe interested in Transformers, given it's pegged to do like an $160 million opening weekend, or, you know, 5 day. But that's good numbers for The Proposal, which I'm sure Disney is very happy about. Even if it only doubled its opening weekend for a final gross of $70 million, it would be a uniform success. Maybe we'll be seeing a sequel, The Marriage, coming soon? Well, that would be all too typical of Hollywood, but I do admit that would be a ballsy attempt to cash in on a successful movie. Well, anyway, number two, retaining its spot over the year one, The Hangover, with $8.5 million on Friday. This is the comedy of the summer. Keeps chugging along, retaining its sights, maybe even increasing in sights. We're at 3,545 sights now. That's huge. Still charted to make $27 million over the weekend. This thing has huge legs, only down 18%. That's insane for a comedy. Nonetheless, a comedy of this subject matter. $7,616 in per theater average for the weekend, bringing its cume to $153 million. I'm sorry I'm speaking so segmentedly, but I'm just shocked. Only down 18%. That is a juggernaut. Even though I didn't like it very much, I gotta appreciate the business The Hangover has been able to do, and there will certainly be a Hangover 2 for Todd Phillips and company. Number three, a truly awful movie, which I hope to write a review of, but lots of festival stuff going on, and it's not too easy, but Year One, starring Jack Black and Michael Cera, one of the big disappointments of this summer, especially coming from Harold Ramis. This is an awful, awful movie. Produced by Sony, did about what I predicted, a little higher. Did $8.4 million on Friday. That will be what Exhibitor Relations pegs as a $22 million weekend for a per theater average of $7,280. Not a failure by any means. Not a huge Jack Black, Michael Cera opening, but serviceable enough, especially for a crappy movie. This shouldn't have legs at all, I don't think. Maybe $50 million in the end, but with Transformers coming out, that's all but certain. You could see as low as $40 million, because the teenage boys are going to flock to see Optimus Prime, to say the least. Coming in at number four, you got Up. Another juggernaut of colossal proportions, although it did fall off a little bit this weekend, fell 28%, and, you know, normally that wouldn't be a big fall, but with The Hangover retaining all but 18% of its business, it seems like it. Up did $6.3 million on Friday, according to Len Clady at Movie City News, by the way. That's where I'm getting these Friday figures. For what Exhibitor Relations reports will be a $22 million weekend, still a $5,741 per theater average. That's huge, bringing its cum to $225 million. Really, in this mix, the year one is the only kind of sort of flop, although you still got the taking of Pelham 1-2-3, which again I said last week was not that much of a flop, but then I saw the budget. Really, it's not a flop, but the studio, Sony, you invested way too much money in this thing for an R-rated movie. Grosses another $10.5 million this weekend, according to Exhibitor Relations. That's a per theater average of $3,412, bringing its cum to $42.5 million. Not a horrendous failure, but not too good either. Night at the Museum, after the weekend's over, will total $155 million. Star Trek keeps going along for another $4.5 million this weekend, bringing in almost $240 million, $239 million. Land of the Lost up to $43.5 million, still a horrendous failure. It seems like there are decisive victories and defeats this summer, not a lot of in-between zone, although I guess year one is kind of in-between. Imagine that. Eddie Murphy's flop grossed another $3 million in 3,000 sites. That's crazy, crazy bad. $996 per theater average this weekend, bringing its total to $11.5 million. Not too good. Terminator Salvation almost makes it to $120 million after the weekend. Not so hot for that. So, you know, again, a summer of decisive wins and losses. The only notable opener in the limited front is Whatever Works, Woody Allen's comedy starring Larry David and Evan Rachel Wood. That did $76,200, according to Len Clady at Movie City News, in nine sites. So that should be a weekend of about $25,000 per theater, as I predicted. Not great, not bad at all. Should bring up another healthy expansion. But hey, when you can't beat Away We Go in terms of limited per theater average, there is something a little wrong, Mr. Woody Allen. Although I guess that has been Allen's slump in the past few years. Vicky Cristina Barcelona and Matchpoint excluded. But hey, I'm sure I'll like this one, given I like all the previous Allens. So I'm excited for that. We'll see it in a couple of weeks. And this has been the Bucket Cast. I know it's been a boring edition of the Bucket Cast, just a recitation of the box office numbers, but I want to make sure you're well informed, and I want to make sure I have time to write about the LA Film Festival. So stay tuned for that. And with that being said, this is Bucket signing out.
Well, fine. I get handed down the news.